It's time for another Carbon County School District update, and joining us in the studio today, we have Chris Winfrey. He's the principal at Castle Heights Elementary. Now, Chris joins me every Friday in the broadcast booth for Emory High School football, but today we're going to talk elementary school. Chris, it's great to get you in.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. Good to be here. I'm excited. I feel like I should be talking about, Emory Spartans right now, but instead we'll talk a little about the school.
Yeah, we can do that in a couple of days, right?
A few more days. Yeah, we'll get there.
A few more days and we can talk that. A lot's happening right now at Castle Heights. First off, it's been busy throughout the entire school district this year with new teachers. You guys actually have six.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, what's really exciting for us is that we actually were able to bring in quite a few teachers to Carbon County area who aren't from here, which is really a great thing, you know, to kind of infuse some new excitement and enthusiasm in Castle Heights. I do have six new teachers. We had a few that we lost to retirement, and, we have a little bit of growth. So I've got Reagan Allred, who is new to our kindergarten program. She came over to us from Wellington Elementary as a kindergarten teacher. Terry Passarella, who taught for us last year as our art coordinator, and now she is full-time in the first grade. She's taught for quite a while, I think, in California, but new to the area here. Mackenzie Pitcher is new to my third grade team. She is from Idaho, and we're excited to have Mackenzie. And then local product, Stacy Fincher. Her husband, Scott, teaches at Mount Harmon, and Stacy's in her very first year of teaching. She's a graduate of USU Eastern's teaching program. So really excited for her coming into our fourth grade program. And then Kyle Hansen, also new to our fourth grade program. He comes to us from Spanish Fork. And so those are my new teachers as far as the curriculum teachers go. And then we also have Karina Boyden, who's new, and she's our after-school program coordinator.
Let's talk about those after-school programs. A lot of good stuff is happening there. I know we've talked to some other elementaries over the last few weeks, and they've talked about their after-school programs. Some good stuff there.
Yeah, the district received a grant from the Intergenerational Poverty Grant, and it supplies funding to provide an after-school program. Each school has a site coordinator. Karina Boyden is our site coordinator, and then some aides to help facilitate the program. I think the thing that I'm the most excited about is it's an opportunity for the kids to learn some things that they may not get to learn in the normal school day. Not only activities, but also focus on academics, providing them assistance in the areas of math and language arts. And then, working on some skills that some of these kids may lack or may not receive all the time, even things like hygiene skills, how to prepare food, things like that. And so it's really exciting to have. We're also looking at getting lots of members of the community involved, bringing them in, showing the kids about different career options that they can get into. We may even have a family night where we invite parents to come over and we set up little family dinners and teach parents and kids how to put their cell phones down and actually have conversations around the family dinner table.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Probably needed in our society. I think all of us could use a little more of that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now that the school year's off and rolling, we're what, 3 weeks into the new year? I mean, this is your second year here as principal. Second year is a little bit easier than the first year, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it brings with it its own set of challenges. I think the first year for me was just kind of getting my feet under me. We set some goals as a school. We wanted to show improvement academically as far as our growth scores go. And so that was really that goal the first year. We made a lot of changes. We shifted some people around as far as grade level. So a lot of my grade level teams are new. And so this year the focus is, building that chemistry and then continuing the growth that we saw from last year as well as focusing on proficiency. So it's exciting in the second year. I think maybe the rookie campaign, people are a little bit easier on you. So now the expectations are higher for me, so got to live up to them.
There's no hazing when you're a rookie as a principal, huh?
Maybe an occasional administrator's meeting, a little bit of hazing, but no, it's good. It's good.
Now, I know you guys have had a lot of fun. We recently just talked about a story where you let the kids basically deck you out as if you were an ice cream sundae. So you guys are doing a lot of fun stuff to get rolling.
Yeah, we are. Every school does different focuses or different ways of promoting reading. In Castle Heights, the students do monthly reading calendars, and they're supposed to read 20 minutes a day, a minimum of 5 days a week. And then if the parents sign off on those reading calendars and the students turn them in, there are some rewards. The students either get cotton candy or something from the PTA. But it sort of became a tradition last year that if a certain percentage of the students turned those in, they got to abuse Mr. Winfrey in some way. So for the summer reading calendars, yeah, it was to turn me into a giant ice cream sundae. I think we had something like 6 gallons of vanilla ice cream and different toppings and whipped cream and even the occasional cherry on top. So, I don't mind. People always ask me, oh, why do you do that? Are you crazy? And I said, if it'll help those kids read, if it gets them excited about reading and doing it. Last year, by the end of the year, I think we had nearly 89% of our students turned in those reading calendars. And to me, it's worth every minute of it.
Yeah, and the kids did a great job because Chris still smelled like a Sunday in the broadcast booth at Emory High School.
Took a couple days of showering to get all that ice cream out of my hair.
Hey, Chris, what else is happening at Castle Heights? Is there anything up and coming, a big event?
We've got upcoming our October Halloween Carnival. The PTA sponsors a Halloween Carnival. We also have our parent-teacher conferences are coming up middle of October, which includes our book fair, and that's always a big hit for Castle Heights, so we're excited about that. And then our Halloween Carnival, kind of a tradition around Castle Heights. We bring in the Carbon High School drill team. They come in and help us facilitate that, as well as the PTA. So it's an exciting thing. Last year, we had the dunk tank with that, and I think I spent most of the night sitting in a dunk tank getting dunked. It was sort of my introduction to how can we abuse Mr. Winfrey around here, but it worked out well for me. So a few exciting events coming up.
Well, Chris, it's always fun to get you in, get an update on Castle Heights. Thank you for stopping by here and this morning, leaving the school and coming down here. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.